Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone for another week and another dynamic discussion. I have to tell you guys, this week has been just awesome for me. I've had some great things come along and we've been doing a lot of things. Even like Tuesday, we had such a dynamic discussion in the roundtable of intention. So this week has been just dynamic. And to close out the week, why not bring in and usher in a powerful discussion like what we're going to have? You know, Whispers, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail for this episode? Oh my goodness, Dustin, I got to agree with you. Blame it on the juice, that Ocean Spray. Thank you, Ocean Spray, for coming through and adding that delicious pop with that cranberry. Oh, it was so good, so good. Oh my goodness. Listen, if you're not getting the cocktail or the mocktail plus all the greatness inside of our newsletter, I have to tell you something, you're missing it. So make sure you go to the live link that's in our description box and click it and subscribe. You'll thank us later because I'm telling you, it is so good. And even you, Whispers, have an opportunity to even advertise your own business with us. I got more to tell you about that. I'll tell you at the end of the show today about it. So put a pin in there and don't worry. We're going to come back and visit that. But Whispers, make sure you join the conversation by calling in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And then you know Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us. They've placed a live chat box inside of each and every episode so you can drop your questions, your comments. If you need me to reiterate something, you know your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And then on top of it, hold on. In our private Zoom room today, we have a dynamic group of ladies. They're out of Queens, New York, and they're called the Gossip Queens. When I heard this title, they was like, oh my goodness. But then when I got to talk to them, they gossip about business. That's it. Nothing else. So it is so great to hear them and to see them and have them here pouring into this discussion. And you know what? I have, of course, you Whisperers to always thank and my dynamic crew and family that always support me as well. And don't forget, you can get involved in the discussion by calling in at 516-595-8091. So I know you all are ready to really dive into Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover, People. Oh, my goodness. You know we like to start our discussions off with a very clear meaning or a definition that really kind of opens our discussion up to a great dialogue. So this is it. We're going to get the meaning of judge. So the word judge means form an opinion or conclusion about. Once again, that word judge means form an opinion or conclusion about. You know, Whisperers, I have to tell you how this topic came about for me and why I felt the need to bring this into our space. Because, see, sometimes there's conversations that happen and things that take place that I feel make such an impact on our society and we as people. And sometimes we need to stand up, speak up, and use our voice in a way that resonates and really sets in with ones. See, as I told you all, that 2022, we are leveling up and moving into fully understanding and obtaining our growth mindset. But unfortunately, I see where this particular thought process can and will keep you from elevating into that growth mindset. Because see, this kind of behavior is still elementary. Yes, you heard me correctly. See, I'm going to tell you about two situations that really birthed this discussion, plus a couple of things that I've heard and different things that I've seen. And I want to kind of lay this out neatly, but I also want it to be impactful. Because when we talk about different elements and different things that happen in society and in our day-to-day, and this may have even impacted you in some particular way. See, the situation I'm about to tell you about is this. I have an associate who came to me just distraught. I mean, totally distraught about a few things they had heard that someone was saying about them. And the person who was speaking about them didn't even know them, nor have they ever had any conversations, business dealings, or anything regarding them whatsoever. But this person had a full narrative about my associate that was totally not anything of who they are, what they stand for, nor what their core values are. And a lot of times when people are making up or they're judging books by the cover or that outward appearance of people, it's a narrative that is misguided. And so in turn, it was just devastating to them. And that some were even believing what the person was saying and went as far to say that they just didn't know that this person was so superficial and that they just didn't have the integral motive or intent that they present. See, that's damaging to a person's their personality. That's that collateral damage that happens. And she was just so devastated by this and that they couldn't even understand, like, why would a person do this? Why would they even feel that they needed to tell someone that they were this, that, and the other? Because, see, this is the thing. They couldn't really speak truthful about the person because they don't know the person. They had made preconceived notions about this person. Then right after this situation, in social media, a horrible narrative started about a very well-known artist that many of you may be fond of and like their work and even, you know, think that they are a dynamic person and how they live, and they just kind of present themselves and accept themselves for who they are, that they just couldn't understand how people could glorify a fat, unhealthy person and think they are some sort of great person or role model to follow when they are so obese. And do you hear the words that was seething out of that statement? And this particular artist ended up putting out a tearful, I mean tearful reply, saying that no matter how much I try to show positivity and that it's okay to love yourself as who you are and to be healthy, but you don't have to be a size 6, but you can be who you are and accept who you are and celebrate that difference. And to see this person just brokenhearted. And then the person who was speaking so ill about them and the ones that were speaking ill, for a fact, that person who was speaking detrimental words over this person literally was someone who at one point in time was overweight themselves, had a great journey to get their body in shape and everything else and their mindset right, but they were so busy throwing stones at this artist. Couldn't even believe it. I tell you these situations to say this, whisperers. When we start judging books, meaning people, by the cover, we never really get the true essence of the person. How many times have you maybe had a preconceived notion about somebody? And lo and behold, you got to spend that time and that space with them, and you found out what a dynamic person they are. They brought value into your space. They elevated your mindset, and now you thought they was just this awesome person. You, if somebody said something about them, you might take your shoe and throw it at them. Prior to that, you had a preconceived notion about them. You read that book's cover, and you got that idea like, oh, we never get to really, that we're not going to vibe like that. We're not going to be anything like that. We won't really click. And lo and behold, I tell you. See, Whisperers, the other week in our discussion, we spoke about being low or high vibration people. What decimal are you vibrating at when you find it necessary to tear down another person's self-worth? See, people that are vibrating at a higher decimal, they don't take time to do that. They don't find it necessary to nitpick with people. Oh, their hair isn't right. Their skin color isn't right. They're not the right nationality. They're this. They're not that. They don't live on this side of the street. They live on that side of the street. See, when we're vibrating at that high decimal, we don't hear that. We don't see that. We get in touch with the quality of what people are. We allow people to present themselves and to move into the sectors of where they want to be, how we want to be seen or how they want to be seen, that we can kind of take from them and see where we can build on. Stepping stones to greatness. Because that person's story, that person's legacy of where they came from, may have taught them integrity in such a deep way that maybe you didn't even tap into. See how powerful this discussion is? Just in this few minutes, we are pivoting our mindset. I was just disgusted when I heard a lot of these things and how people were glorifying different ones that were saying such negative things, and they were making memes and thinking it was so funny and ha, ha, ha. Well, I'm sorry. These are people that are being hurt. These are people whose reputations are being damaged. These are people who you don't know may suffer from depression, and you are pushing them closer and closer and closer to the breaking point. When does compassion enter the conversation? You know, I speak a lot of times about self-compassion in here, how we have to show each other ourselves that grace and that dignity and not to, you know, browbeat ourselves over things. But when is it that you show the compassion, not self-compassion, but compassion to that person that is being treated or mistreated? We had a whole upheaval. Everything has been just so, crazy and in flux with so many things. People going through being treated poorly and segregated and picked out because of their skin color or because they don't speak in such a dynamic or they don't do. Stop. Stop. Pause. That's what this discussion is about, is pausing too. Because see, when we can't raise another person up and it becomes this conversation that is negative, where is that power that is in there? Where is that motivation that moves us to be better, do better, and bring up our greatness, that we're walking in our greatness? So if this is your legacy, that this is who you want to become, someone who tears down another person, then you're doing great. You're building your clientele and you're building your legacy, and you are going to be alone except for those that don't have integrity, that don't know what real friendships are, that don't know how to upbuild, and they don't know how to celebrate you when you have your micro win and you are standing there waiting for them to cheer you on, but they talk about you just as you have been talking about others. Now sit with that for a minute. That is like something that is like, woof. That should make your head kind of like shift a little bit. And it should actually cause you to kind of walk back a little bit. See, this made me really start to think, why do people really judge? Why do people judge? I know you all hear me speak of how intelligent our brains are and how it is the master programmer and the program that we have. What if I told you all that it's not you who's doing the judging, but instead it's your brain? Now, how mind-blowing is that? The ladies in the chat box said, oh my goodness, yes, 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 you all. See, it's the subconscious part of your brain that's doing all the work, and unfortunately, you are just going along with it. You're its puppet. That's why I said, that's why we have to shift our mindset. That's why I tell you all that when we're going into this growth mindset and we're elevating ourselves and we're leveling up, it means that we have to start to put the right things there that it can draw on. See, right now it has those weeds in there. And so you got to uproot it. And that's what this discussion is about. See, when this happens and you don't challenge it, and you keep going with it, Whispers, some judgment will, you know, I guess some judgment will be useful. Some will be, because we need that, because that kind of governs us a little bit, because it allows you to the ability to decipher, conceptualize, even scrutinize certain elements that you need to stay safe in your life and in your walk. Make sure that things ensure your safety and existence with that clarity of judgment. See, so there's times that we need that judgment and we need that kind of pivot in our brain like that. But when it's detrimental, that's when we have to be mindful of how, when, where, and why we are giving such judgments. Sure, I can repeat that, ladies. The ladies in there said, could you repeat that? So I was saying that literally for our brains, there's times that we need it to have that judgment turned on because it's for our safety. It's a safety precaution. It's that net that it gives us. But see, when it becomes detrimental and it's critical, that's when we have to be mindful of it. See, those are when we ask those powerful questions of why, well, how, when, where. See, those questions, they lead us into other questions. Remember that I always said that we have to ask those deeper questions that make us go deeper into self. See, when we really scrutinize ourselves in that way, it allows ourselves to tap in to a deeper part of us. And so many times people are surface thinkers. They don't really give any thought to anything that they say. That's why you look at so many times like a place like TMZ, The Sun, different elements of that, even gossip shows, different television people that have made their fame on gossip. They have this mindset and they're always looking at what they can bring forward or how they're going to spin this story, but it's never to a fact of where it's a positive. Or they're always making sure that, oh, and by the way, if they say something positive, they're going to put a dig in there too. Because, see, that's how their mind has now been programmed. They don't get to celebrate people or, oh, they had such a dynamic concert, but did you see what she was wearing? She this, that, and the other. Did you hear him? He missed a whole note or sang that verse so wrong. Because they're not able to decipher, move out of that negative mindset. Powerful. Are you motivated to give judgment out of jealousy? See, that's the other thing that we need to talk about. So many times people are so jealous of others that they can't celebrate a person and be happy really for them. If you notice that this is something that you're struggling with, you got to tap into that and then sit and ask yourself why. And when you ask yourself why, ask yourself, is it because I didn't put up enough of my own effort to be able to accomplish these things? I didn't have this idea myself to do this, or maybe I was too afraid to step out there and show up for not just everyone else, but for Y-O-U. That's a powerful element. You might even find that you're not even happy with how you're living or what you're doing. See, elements of these questions are a deeper kind of drive. You know, I do a lot of discussions, and I'm on a lot of panels, and I've done interviews and all. And every time someone asks me, like, you just seem like you're just so happy and that you're just walking in here just full of what you're doing. And I am. But this is the other thing. I'm so happy for people that I'm in association with. When they're achieving things or they're doing certain things, I'm excited for them. I'm thrilled to see them walking and doing great things, because that means that they've been working hard and they've been moving in a positive direction. And if I can't celebrate that and be excited over it, what exactly is my issue? And see, that has to be the way you look at yourself. Self-examination is a deeper quality, and it allows you to realize that there's areas in your personality that may have flaws. And when we have those flaws, we need to be willing to uproot those flaws. You know, I know somebody has said one time that flaws are just another great way of saying that you need just some real deep work done. It's almost like having a cavity and not ever getting it treated. What do you think would happen? And I just kind of thought that was like a great analogy, because it's true. If you never get your cavity treated, trust me, the pain is going to drive you mad. You're not going to be able to eat. You're not going to be able to sleep. It's going to give you a headache. It's going to be all these things. But see, negative talk and being judgmental is the same thing. It's like a cancer. And it kills out everything. And it poisons every element of what we do, what we're walking in, and who we say we want to become. It's powerful. So, you know, Whisperers, society wants you to think that we are all supposed to be doing, seeing, and reacting to things, people and places, and in the exact same way. Society wants you to have the narrative that it's wrong for you to be plus size. It's not healthy, of course. Yeah, we know that. But there's sometimes circumstances there. You don't know everybody's story. And see, I always think about it like this. You may meet a person that is overweight, but that person may not have any diabetes, may not have a heart condition, may not have any kind of health issues whatsoever. They have a very good diet, other than the fact that maybe they have a thyroid condition which prevents them from losing weight. But see, you don't know that part of their story. And why should they have to disclose their information to you to make you feel comfortable? That's not fair. Then you may have someone on the other side of the spectrum that is trying to gain weight because they just can't and they're ultra, ultra thin. And no matter how much they try to gain weight, they've gone to the doctor. There's nothing wrong with their thyroid. It's just their metabolism is just very fast. They can't pick up the weight, hold the weight, do nothing with it. They're just skinny. But see, you've judged them. Oh, they're probably anorexic. We have to stop this. This is a dialogue that is corroding people. This is a dialogue that is imminently ruining your legacies. And when I say your legacies, I mean your children and their children and their children's children. Because it's just like the mean girl effect or the mean guy effect, that if you don't get rid of it, guess what? It keeps festering and it keeps passing on and it keeps hurting and it keeps damaging. That's what this is about. See, I want to help you all to pivot that mindset because it's necessary. I feel like a lot of times I come in here and we talk about conversations and have deep conversations on things that are so pertinent with everything that we are trying to build as people. But when we don't give ourselves the right tools and the necessary tools, we don't get to have success. We don't get to make the necessary changes that help us to even be the best part of ourselves. You know, I don't know, like, why I thought it was so necessary to do this, because I thought, like, I felt in my heart, like I felt the pain of my associate, the artist, and then a couple other things that I heard, and even meeting with a couple of clients this week. And I just knew that at times when I hear things, it resonates so deep for me. But how does it resonate for you as whisperers? How has something like this even impacted you? Maybe you have gone through similar stories. Maybe you are even dealing with certain things, or even maybe you have been on the other side of the table where you spun the story. How do you fix what you have done? How do you go and you make right what you did wrong? You know, we're going to get into it. You know, I always got keys for you guys. You know I got them. You know, I want to let you all know that there are many of us that don't struggle with gossip. And we appreciate and accept people at face value and allow them to show us who they are. So I want to celebrate you all that do that, that really accept people for who they are. And I've had the opportunity of really connecting with some dynamic people, and even those that I've even connected with on Clubhouse, they're really positive people doing positive things. And they don't bring that kind of energy into the space. And so I even encourage you all to be careful of who you align with. And I always tell you all, and even all my clients that are listening in, and those that have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle for a while or have heard me speak on stages, hear me speak about auditing and talking about your net work being your net worth. And so I'm going to touch in on that a little bit right now, because I find it necessary to really help you to connect all the dots. You know, I always tell you, we have our circle that we make, and we bring things full circle, and we connect it in a direct, and we have purpose, focus, and definite aim. So see, this is the thing. When we start to align ourselves with people, start to associate ourselves with different ones, that becomes our network. And so I always ask my clients, is your net work 7 figures and above? And if they aren't, are they at least at a great value? You know, every person that we come in contact with may not be at that 7-figure mark, but they are dynamic and they have a positivity that they bring. But if they don't, and they are depreciating day by day by day, time for you to do an audit. Because see, when we audit our books in business, when we audit anything, be it that we're in our pantries and we're making an audit and seeing what is expired and what needs to be changed out or what needs to be moved forward or what needs to be thrown away, we're taking in stock then. And see, and when we do this, you may notice that your net worth is not as strong as you thought it was. You may have thought that your net worth was at least in the 7 figures or more. And then lo and behold, you find out that it's not. It's not even that 6 figures is below. Time to do some auditing. It's time to change things. And it's time to really go about moving in a different way. See, even sports teams do the same thing. Even football players and that quarterback on that field, when he sees something and the coach is giving him a play and it's not going to work, he calls an audible that he can do it, and he pulls it out, and lo and behold, they win the game. It's the same thing we got to be willing to do when we're moving with people that are in our circle. And if you have that friend that every time you go out, they're nitpicking or they're finding fault or they say, oh, you see, and blah, and that, it may be time for you to do an audit. And if you find out that you're the friend that is doing it, maybe it's time for you to audit yourself. Maybe it's time to refine yourself. It's time to start nurturing yourself and loving you and finding out what is it that you need to remove. See, audits work on both sides of the table. That's how powerful they are. And I always say that I audit myself all the time. I want to make sure that I'm vibrating at a higher decimal and that I'm registering with people in a real, authentic manner. And I stick to my core values. And sometimes it doesn't go well with others that may think I should bend a little bit, but they're my core values. It is who Sonia Leray is, who Sonia Leray has taken pride about, whose mother and father are people that were a part of my legacy, people like my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunts, my uncles. It is about my legacy that I came from. And the dynamics that I want to lay forward for my legacy that is here, that she can walk with her head up, that she does not become one of these ones that's judgmental, that she is not one of these ones that really needs to be audited and that's put away. So I have to lead by example. What example are you leading by? See, I said to myself, that when I opened our discussion up with two situations, the first situation was that of an associate of mine that had been unfairly portrayed as well as judged. And it even has hurt her business. I don't know if I told you all that. It's even hurt her business. And I told her, don't develop bitterness. Because, see, then that becomes rottenness to her. I told her to go and approach the person, but before she did it, to make sure that she can do it from a place that she could be calm, a place of rationale, and to hear what this person is saying or see the hurt that this person is damaged and she's hurt. And the person that said all this is just someone who is not accustomed to having genuine relationships. And so she got back to me before the time of this broadcast. And she said, and it was so funny because when she came in, the person looked like they saw a ghost. And she said she just led with a smile. And she said, but at first she got angry. And she said, and she kept saying to herself, you must rise. And she always says that Maya Angelou is someone that she admires greatly. And she said, and she was spoken so ill about that she wasn't an attractive woman. She wasn't anyone to really look at. She was just, you know, ordinary. But then she said she was so fluent and eloquent in everything that she spoke, everything she did, what she brought forward. She never allowed her past to be her definer, but she used it as a stepping stone to greatness. And so that's what she did. And she said, and as she sat there and they sipped on coffee, the person started to apologize. And then the person also opened up to her about some things. And it was her opportunity to extend that olive branch. You see, Whisperers, we have a choice. And that is your master key today. You can make a choice on what you're doing. You can make a choice on what you're saying, and you can make a choice of who you want people to know you are. Are you authentic? Do you have core values? Do you stand for something? Are you not willing to put people down so you can be elevated? That's your master key. What are your choices that you will or will not make when it comes to judgmental thoughts and being judgmental against others? You know, I think so many times people lack the ability to develop self-awareness when they have things like this. You have to learn to catch yourself in the act, which requires some practice with both mindfulness and self-awareness. See, those are those choices. We can be mindful. We can be self-aware. We can make the choice to develop these qualities. See, it's a choice. Note of what our triggers are, what is causing us to have these judgmental thoughts. You got to become aware of where these thoughts are stemming from. So see, you have a choice to do a deeper examination of yourself. You have a choice. And then we have to also be able to practice that empathy. Oh, my goodness. That one there to me is huge. Because, see, just because you don't understand that person's exact situation, it doesn't mean you can't try to understand it. And, see, that's a choice. See, your master key is so dynamic. It's powerful, isn't it? Choice. we can choose. We can choose to continue to walk around hurting people. We can choose to continue to use our words to slay the next person. We can choose to be self-aware. We can choose to look at those triggers. What is making us this person? We can choose to start developing empathy and placing ourselves in that person's place. How would I feel if someone said this about me? How would I feel if everyone was teasing or judging me or bullying me? See, parents, you have a job even with your young people. But see, they have choices as well. Empathy is simply the ability to understand. That's all that is. We are talking about people that are being judgmental. But see, we on the other side, we have to be empathetic because where are they coming from? What hurt have they experienced? What lacking do they have? See, we have a choice as well. See, that master key works on both sides of the table. That's why it's a master key. It opens up doors, closes and locks them up, keeps them from all the negativity coming in and flooding in. And that's what's so powerful about master keys. That's why I give them to you all. You know, whispers, I find that a lot of people struggle with this. With being judgmental, they find this to be actually a little challenging to just get over. And for us to elevate our mindset and move into that growth mindset, we have to eliminate poisonous traits. And see, this is a poisonous trait that will keep us from growing. So this is the ultimate weed of weeds. This is the one that really kind of tangles itself up, and if you just snatch it out, it pulls out even the beautiful flowers along with it. So we have to really take our time to really uproot this correctly. So this way it doesn't damage the beautiful flowers that are growing as well with it. Because, see, it's made a guise of itself being a flower. It's really a weed. That's how it is. And look, if you're struggling with this and need help, I want you to tap into my services. I offer it to you every week freely that you can just really be able to step up and step out. There's a live link that's in every episode. So if you don't go to this episode, go to the next one and click it and you can make an appointment with me. And it's a consultation. And we can start building the necessary tools that will help you to really uproot and weed your garden called your heart so you can have a beautiful garden that will last forever in your brain. And it'll keep you on that trajectory to the growth mindset and beyond. I just love when I get to come in here in our safe zones to have really dynamic discussions like these, powerful discussions like these. I feel like we should be having more conversations like this. I feel people like myself and others that have an ability and have a voice have to bring awareness. And this is the first step of that. So I know that many of you are connected with me in different ways. And I would love for you all to even tap into me if you're struggling with something, if you have been the victim of this and you're trying to get over the situation or how to get over the hurt, tap into me. Because this is how we start to heal, by having open conversations like this, by building on conversations like this. Take this conversation off the app. The biggest thing that I tell you all to do is to share these episodes with ones that need it. Someone who may need to hear this so they can start the healing process. or someone who may need to hear this that may need to start the weeding process. But see, it's on both sides of the table. You know, Whisperers, I love this space. I want to thank you all for always allowing me to come in and to be here and to share such dynamic discussions with you all. You've allowed me to grow through this process of walking through Whispers in a Bottle with you all. You've accepted so much with me and even have gone through so major things with me. And, you know, a lot of you all have sent such beautiful messages to me even because many of you all know that tomorrow is the anniversary to 1 year of my mom passing. And it's been a hard year for me. It's been a very hard year. But it's been one of growth. It's been 1 year of a definite growth. It's been a year of getting my feet under me and being able to fully run my business, fully run my show, and even just to be able to use my voice, the education, the lessons even that my mother has taught me to even draw on many times. And so I just appreciate you all writing in, and the beautiful letters that have come in have been just so touching. And my staff appreciates it as well because my mother was our manager, my business manager. And so La Paz and Whispers in a Bottle is really just a huge part of her. And so I just appreciate you all so much. And, you know, please, you want to hear something on the show? You want me to discuss something? I always tell you to email us. You can email me at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And, you know, we'll get to it and I'll answer your letters. I've answered most of your letters that you sent in and the beautiful notes that were sent. And I just wanted to acknowledge you all here on air for always being so gracious and so kind to me. So listen, I would love to connect with you all, even on social media, because I am very social out there. You can find me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. So once again, that's whispersinabottle_podcast. Don't forget to come and join our Facebook group. We got some things coming in there. I'm telling you, we're doing a monthly thing. You don't want to miss it. Join the newsletter so you get the invitation so you know when it happens. And the Facebook group is at Whisper in a Bottle. So it's facebook.com/whisperinabottle. You can also find me on Twitter at Whispers, that's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And if you don't put it in that way, you won't find us on Twitter. So make sure that you do that. And don't forget, if you're over there on Clubhouse, come and follow me. Send me a message in the back channel that you're a Whisperer. I would love to connect with you. I love it when I get messages from you all and you're like, oh, I'm a Whisperer. I love that. And then come join me on the Roundtable of Intention every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You think we're having great discussions here? You should hear what's going on over there. I'm really pouring in on both sides. And even we just had a great discussion, like I said, this week on how dreaming bigger is an asset. So you got to go listen to it. You can listen to the playback because my room is recorded and you can go on the app and you can listen to the playback. It is so good. And even the panel that was on with me, oh my goodness, the shares, oh, everything. So listen, you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Make sure that you all stay safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, and don't forget to come back next week in our safe zone, the Whisperers Lounge, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And look, guys, thank you so much, and I'll definitely talk to you guys later. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Bye.